A Boundless Reservoir. My name's Chris Norris, and I will be in process of sharing words of encouragement from Scripture that basically ground us in the truth of what God desires to reveal to us through His Word. So I encourage you, as we walk through this process together, that not only that you'll listen to the words, but even go back and reread verses that are mentioned throughout this podcast. Again, as way of introduction, my name's Chris Norris, and I have been married to a beautiful young lady by the name of Reagan Norris for 24 years, and we have four beautiful children that God has graced us with. And you know, just a side note on the evidence of God's plan for your life, I often tell people that even when we were first married, doctors had stated that we would not have children. And so God saw fit to work out His plan according for His glory. And so here we are with a house full. In this occasion that we have together, I think it would be very beneficial for us to continue to press on into what God's Word states for us as believers. And for a point of reference, I think the passage in Psalms chapter 46, verse 1, says this: God is our refuge and strength. So if you think about the strength that you have, and you think about a place of refuge that you may run to, in essence, God in His power and His authority has no end, and He does not wear easy, meaning that His strength is forevermore. The conclusion that we can take away from how God works in our lives in such a mighty way is seeing that even in the midst of the seasons of life that seem to change so often, there is no change in regards to how God and through His Word again directs our soul. So as we look at those words, not only in a sense that God is our refuge and strength, but then also the verse says, a very present help in trouble. Now, I don't know about you, but oftentimes when I was little, I find myself in situations to where I was a very curious lad, and oftentimes I would be in trouble for things that I had basically got involved in that I should not have, either taking things apart or breaking things sometimes. In that scope of where I was at a young age, I am reminded of I wanted to almost find a place of refuge. I wanted to escape from the thing of which I knew was wrong, but I also didn't want to face the punishment. So there was mixed emotions that kind of, you know, rage within for a small boy. But I would think for us, when we maybe, you know, graduate to where we are now in our adulthood lives, myself at 48 years old, things are different. And there are different troubles, maybe troubles that we bring upon ourselves, maybe troubles that are not intentional, and by no way, shape, or form did we cause those troubles. But we could probably all guarantee, or not so much we guarantee, but we could probably all come to the conclusion that there will be troubles in this life, and there will be things that happen along the way that either in our relationships with our spouse, with our children, with our family members, with those who we work with, whatever may be those occasions, we all know that there will be trouble in life. And I think the reminder for the believer is that we come to a place and see God's beauty. We see God's peace. That just as a little boy trying to get out of trouble, as an adult, we can run to the Father. And we can take refuge in Him. And we can cast our burdens upon Him. And I think that as we see the truth of His Word and how it impacts us in such a way that we basically experience transformation. A transformation that, again, is a boundless reservoir. A way in which God works in our lives and continues to reveal Himself in such a mighty way through His Word. In a way that we would describe that it's puzzling to some degree, captivating, mesmerizing. Time and time again, we're drawn back to the Scriptures to see the truth of how God works. And not only how He works, but even in the midst of people's lives throughout those pages in the Bible, that He transformed and He moved. And so God is still able to do the very work that He did then, that He can do it now. And so when Psalms 46 tells us that He is our refuge and strength, I think just as Paul mentions in Philippians 4:13 when he says, famous passage, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, it's the emphasis of what Christ is working in and through him and not of his own understanding or power. So as we grapple with life, as we face things, I want to encourage you. I want to pray for you. I want to share memories, things that I have experienced along the way, and come to a place to where I hope for your life that you are drawn and pulled towards God's Word daily. That you see the importance of how His words will impact your life in those times of trouble. I often say to my Sunday school class, Monday is coming and a new week is on the horizon. We often make effort to get to Friday so we can have 2 days of freedom if you're blessed to have Saturday and Sunday off by your employer. But the thing about it is that as quickly as those 2 days pass, we know what awaits and what's ahead. So I would dare say that, yes, there is trouble. There are things that we will face. And in our life that Reagan and I have been through of this time together, I think God has continued to show Himself in such a mighty way that even when we have come to the end, and even though we think that things are not going to work out, God in His glory reveals Himself through His Word and reminds us that He is everlasting. These seasons of life will come and go, and these things that we face, even though they captivate our attention and even somewhat distract us, God is a present help. And so as we go through this time of sharing and just, again, reflection in this podcast, I want to pray for you. I want to encourage you. And then if you don't have a relationship with Christ, I desire that you hear the Word. I desire that the Spirit of God work in your life in such a way that you realize that you need Jesus. It's a heart transformation. It's life eternal by placing your faith in Christ. And I think as John 3:16, that we all know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And think that when you place your faith in Christ, I would dare say, the troubles don't stand a chance. Again, thank you for time. Look forward to continuing on in more podcasts in the future. God bless. And remember, a boundless reservoir.